You've found the right frequency. We play the dustiest of grooves from the early 1900s to the present day. There's no agenda, no genre, just music that I enjoy sharing with you. This is all about the joy of musical discovery. I'm DJ Frederick, celebrating 49 years on the airwaves. This is the Radio Thrift Shop. Well, okay, if I do my math, it's 50 years. So Radio Thrift Shop comes to you from the wilds of Northumberland, New Hampshire, and the village of Groveton. Now, there is a gentleman who grew up in this area and lived in Lancaster named Paul Belanger. He was a country musician and a yodeler, and he wrote a famous song called The Old Man of the Mountain. And he wrote some other songs that were very localized to the White Mountains and points north. As of my recording of this broadcast, Mr. Belanger is living in Gene Autry, Oklahoma. Yep, a town named after Gene Autry himself. He is 102 years old, going on 103 in October. So we're going to dive into one of his LPs, starting with The Old Man of the Mountain. And then later in the show, we're going to hear some more old-time music from a Northeast Kingdom family, La Famille Baudouin. So stay tuned. It's going to be a folky show and a funky show.
Days gone by while gazing at the sky. When I first but how my yodeling days began. I will tell you all a story of a fine alpine melting man, how they covered him with glory with this fine alpine milk can. Everybody just adored him for his yodel loud and clear. Everybody would applaud him any time that he came near. Oh, they captivates the ladies with this yodel-dee-dee. And with them he played Hades with this yodel-dee-dee. To supper, and he always paid the bill with his yodel-dee-dee.
Three songs by Paul Belanger of Lancaster, New Hampshire, currently, as of this recording, 102 years old and living in the town of Gene Autry, Oklahoma. That was the Alpine Milkman, and before that we heard How My Yodeling Days Began, and we started off with the Old Man of the Mountain. Well, this is DJ Frederick, and you never know what you're going to hear on the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm digging sounds out of the crates for you every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight here on WSCS or around the world on classicalwscs.org. However you listen, I'm glad that you're tuned in.
Do not adjust your radio. It's actually supposed to sound like this. You're on The Sound Beat. You're listening to Florence Foster Jenkins struggle her way through Lyodoff's The Musical Snuff Box in 1944. Jenkins was, just a bad singer. But she was also determined to be one. She ignored the early advice of her family and her husband, who would incidentally become her ex-husband. Maybe she sang in the shower? Critics said she lacked pitch and rhythm. Others said she flat out lacked ability. But Jenkins didn't listen to any of them. In her own words, "People may say I can't sing, but no one can ever say I didn't sing." Indeed. She won out, though, establishing a cult following and even selling out Carnegie Hall. Hear more from Florence Foster Jenkins, if you dare, at soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive at Syracuse University. I'm Brett Barry.
How not to do a radio show. Play music composed on a typewriter or for the typewriter. Play instrumentals that feature lead castanets. Don't have a web page. Don't post on Facebook. Don't have an email address. Oh, wait. It's radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. For more tips on how not to do a radio show, follow me at Radio Thrift Shop every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight here on WSCS. music by Louis Baudouin and family from Canada, the Northeast Kingdom, and Burlington, Vermont. Two albums released back in the early 1970s. We heard the Gaspé Reel and La Bastringa. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, where you never know what you're going to hear. It's like having a thrift shop on the radio. Imagine that. Before we kind of switch gears here, I'm going to play some music by the Riendo family from Berlin, New Hampshire. This was an album released on the County record label from New York City, produced by Richard Nevins and recorded by Charlie Farreau. And since the Radio Thrift Shop is just north of the White Mountains, let's hear the White Mountain Reel. Riendo family from Berlin, New Hampshire, some old-time fiddling. That was the White Mountain Reel.
Exploring science in the sea. The world has a huge appetite for the batteries that power electric vehicles. Many of the elements needed to make batteries are spread across the ocean floor, especially in the Pacific. They form nodules the size of potatoes that contain a lot of manganese, nickel, and other key metals. But some of the nodules may already be acting as batteries, generating an electric current that produces oxygen. Most oxygen in the oceans comes from tiny organisms near the surface that use photosynthesis, a process that requires sunlight. But researchers recently found a possible new source of oxygen on the ocean floor between Mexico and Hawaii. They nestled small chambers into the sediment and filled them with seawater. Then they monitored the amount of oxygen in the water over a period of 2 days. They expected to see the level drop as organisms in the sediments used the oxygen. Instead, the level went up. There's no sunlight that deep, so the oxygen could not have come from photosynthesis. It may come from the nodules. In seawater, a nodule generates a small electric current on its surface. It's not enough to split the water molecules into hydrogen and oxygen, but if several nodules are touching, the combined current might do the job. The scientists said this source of oxygen could be important for life in that region. So mining operations could disrupt things. Not an appetizing prospect for the ecosystem at the bottom of the Pacific Ocean. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas and is on the web at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
Now, here at the Radio Thrift Shop, I don't play enough what I call real people music. People who back in the day released their own albums, kind of eschewed the musical industry, and really put their own creative work out there, their own music, very original. And it took a lot of work to go into the studio, never mind write the songs, get the instrumentation down, and book the studio. That costs some money. And then have the records pressed up, do the artwork, etc., etc., etc. It was quite a risk. But you sank your own funds into it because it was what you loved. A way to get your music out to the world. So right now I'm going to do something a little different. I'm going to play an album in its entirety, which is a self-released, self-produced, private press album from 1975 by a gentleman named Bruce Kosovich. Now, Bruce Kosovich plays tambourine, piano, and acoustic guitar and vocals on this album. He's backed up by Joe Porcaro on drums and Jim Ughart on bass and Ben DiTosti on keyboards. This is really a gem, very difficult album to find, very scarce, but if you do find it, like Bruce Litcher did just the other day, you'll find it in a thrift shop. Let's drop the needle on Bruce Kosovich. The album's called This Time Around. This is why I love non-commercial radio and WFCS, because we can play the whole album. Yeah, that's what radio is meant to be. Let's start off with the first track, Wake Up to the World.
can't seem to quite remember any other time or space. Anywhere can be home to me when that smile is on your face. And sometimes I forget this isn't the first time around. It's like I've loved you. of the rainy winter sky. Letting loose its untimely sounds of the grayness trying to get in, pushing my mind to sadness only to win. Of only today, times like this bring yesterdays to mind. Ah, nostalgia,
what a life.
But too many of them brings no tomorrow. Honey, there's a flow like no other I know between us. At times I look at you and wonder how, I wonder how my love can grow each day, and yet I make you pay for much of what gets in my way. And love, it lives between us while I work away old fears that one day disappear. I'm learning love can keep you here. And love, it lives between us like no natural love I've known. For the first time since I'm grown, I'm learning love can stand up on its own. Honey, there's a flow like no other I know between us. At times I look your way and wonder how, I wonder how my arms were blessed with you. Since you are mine, my world is new. My love for you, my love is true. And love that lives between us while I work away old fears that one day you'll disappear. I'm learning love can keep you here. And love that lives between us like no natural love I've known. For the first time since I'm grown, I'm learning love can stand up on its own. And love, it lives between us like no natural love. I'm learning love can stand up on its own. And love that lives between us like no natural love I've known. For the first time since I'm grown, I'm learning.
Say you don't love me. Please don't ever say you don't care, 'cause our love was always meant to be. And now the time has come to bear. What would happen if we weren't? The world would be empty indeed. Our moonlight serenade, our string of pearls, there just wouldn't be any need. So let's stay together forever and ever. We can do so many things. The down and outs will be less and less, and life would be on wings. Life should be lived to the fullest, and I can't imagine what it would be without your warmth, your tender love. There just wouldn't be any need. So let's stay together forever and ever. We can do so many things. The down and outs will be less and less, and life would be on wings. So please don't ever say you don't love me. Please don't ever say don't care, 'cause our love was always meant to be, and now the time has come to bear. Sand, nothing special, nothing grand. Surprising you, a pink flower comes into view. Dirty cities line our route, people's litter, smog and soot, and how like magic snowflakes cover all as they fall. Soon will pass, and then like new things start happening just for you.
Within me.
about the country. Clean air, blue sky and sun, fishing, swimming in the summer, doing everything and having fun. Anywhere you are, everybody you see, people living their lives just as best as they can be. Country life and city life, different as night and day, each with their own special something that only they can say. Sing a song about the city, smoggy air, yellow sky and haze, working, sweating in the summer, hoping it's just all a phase. Anywhere you are, everybody you see, people living their lives just as best as they can be. Country life and city life, different as night and day, each with their own special something that only they can say.
Mr. Bruce Kosiewicz with the album This Time Around here on the Radio Thrift Shop, and that is definitely a Thrift Shop album. Released on vinyl by Bruce Kosiewicz in 1975. From the top, we heard the tracks Wake Up to the World, This Time Around, Feeling Together with the World, Thoughts of Only Today, Mr. Blue Jeans, Love It Lives Between Us, Forever and Ever, Patchwork Quilt, When You're Not Here, and Country Life and City Life. Absolutely wonderful album. And if there's anything you'd like to hear on the Radio Thrift Shop, email me at radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. That's radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. And I will dig into the Thrift Shop vaults to see what I might find. And that's going to wrap it up for this edition of Radio Thrift Shop. I think I'll play some cool library music as we swing on out. I'm here every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight on your local radio dial at 90.9 or around the world at classicalwscs.org. Remember, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.
Mm-hmm.